finally got this recording going, man. What a rough night it has been trying to get this thing started. I am the host of Fanzo Patrol. With me is a sensitive co-host, Miss Tiffobot. What's happening, Tiff?
I'm feeling great. It's nighttime.
Yeah.
Not normally when we record, it's nighttime.
Man, it's a little different this week. This is episode 320, man. And the title of the show is Peppermint. Throw a little snap in there, man. We're doing peppermint this week, y'all. Don't be making fun of us, man. You know, content is scarce right now.
Yeah, if you're asking yourself, what is peppermint? Or is that new? The answer is, don't worry about it and no.
Right, but guess what? We introduced a new series. It's called Hidden Gems, and that's where we find something.
Oh, Hidden Gems. Well, okay.
You know, like peppermint, and you know, you're going to do yourself a favor. You're going to check this movie out. Anyway, so.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, all right, here we go, right?
In the news. What's on the news? In the news, we got Squirrel Superhero. It ain't what you think.
Yeah.
And what else are we doing? We got some bombshell Chris Evans news. Sort of bombshell. And
yes.
Lord of the News, I am, and I will sneak some Lord of the Rings news on this podcast. We got one shot back for you guys. We got a first look at a Netflix show. We reviewed a trailer a couple weeks ago, Lupin, and it's on here. So we did a one shot of that. And like I said, at top of the key, we got Peppermint Man starring Jennifer Garner, I believe that's her.
Yes, that is correct.
Indeed. Saying all that, Tiff, are you ready to roll?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. All right, man. We have returned. It's time to get it on. Tiff, before we go super fast, can you hit that social media?
Absolutely. Our main hub is fansofpatrol.com. You can find a lot of our stuff there. You can follow us on social media at Fans and Patrol on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And find us on any of your favorite listening platforms. Please go ahead and subscribe to us on YouTube. And of course, find us on Patreon, where for as little as $1 a month, you get 4 extra episodes of Fans and Patrol a month.
$1 could give you good luck. That's all you got to do. All right.
$1. I'd buy that for $1.
I'd buy that for $1. I just watched that movie, RoboCop.
Good. I mean, every time RoboCop comes up, I'm like, I don't want to watch that. Then I'm watching it, I'm like, that's pretty good.
It's full of joy with all this gratuity.
Right. Like, it's of a time.
I know. You just find yourself just like, damn, this was really, really good. It's a lot better than it got credit for. Anyway, man. So it's me and you this week, Tiff.
Yes, it is.
And these are your show notes, Tiff.
That is correct.
So you could take it away.
I do think that there was probably a little bit more news, but I kind of just went in and grabbed quick. So so the first thing I saw, I actually got really excited about this story from Disney because I didn't see at first that it was not about Squirrel Girl.
You were just grabbing shit then, huh?
No. I read it before I gave it to you, but I was like, I want to know. I'm so curious about this anyway, because it's based on a story by a popular children's author. But it's basically about, you think it's Squirrel Girl, but it's basically about an actual squirrel who's a superhero. But the girl in the movie is obsessed with superheroes. So they actually, and since it's a Disney property, they actually have and mention and talk about real Marvel superheroes.
Yeah, I noticed that. What's the title of this? Flora and Ulysses?
Yes, Flora and Ulysses.
Yeah, and so, yeah, it's totally kid, you know, heavy kid, but I did notice the, you know, the superheroes, the Tony Stark, Captain America, Kamala, and I said, oh, it's Disney, you know. And so,
yeah, they own that stuff. So, I mean, if I owned Marvel stuff, I would be fucking doing stuff too. I'd be like, I put it in here, I put it in there.
You know,
it's everywhere.
You know, it's a trip though. So I watched the trailer and, you know, it's okay.
And, yeah, it's like if you have kids and you like superheroes, you guys could probably watch this as a family and enjoy. I'm talking about like kids who are like 6 to like 12.
Yeah. This like 10 might be pushing it.
Yeah. It's for young kids.
Yeah. And one thing is this funny is like this is like garbage, right? It's like some some whimsical little trip, right? But they make the serious superhero movies fake, you know, by making them comics and not real superheroes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure.
So I was like, yeah, you're going to take this and, you know, it turns the serious stuff to on his head and make it fake so this could be real. I did appreciate some of the Skrill's superhero landings that he was doing. I was like,
you know what? When I was watching this, I was like, I bet that's the only thing. Well, not the only thing. I was like, I bet Montego likes that because it does. Obviously, there's like a lot of little winks.
Yeah.
It's very kind of cheeky. But it doesn't look like a bad movie, like you said, per se. It's just for children.
Yeah, these are for the younger nerds, man. We're doing this for the younger nerds.
This might be the movie that, like, when these kids are 35, they're like, ah, that was the first thing
I know
that I watched, where I was like, oh, then I read a comic, and you know, so that way I think that's pretty cool. But also, it's on Disney Plus, so if I'm I mean, it will be on Disney Plus in like a month, I think.
Yeah.
So if I'm just sitting around on a Sunday, I might turn it on.
Well, one thing I noticed when I looked at it also is that one thing that it is doing that I kind of like, it reminds me of Enola Holmes just from the way it's shot and stuff. But it's not. Hello, shit. My my microphone. It's not that many kids in it, which is I like because. I really don't like it when it's a, you know, you got this kid and this kid acts cheeky. This kid is a smart ass. This kid is the tough kid, you know, and then you got to like deal with these kids who try to like in a very Disney way act adult. And I see maybe two kids in this whole trailer and I was like, oh, that's cool, you know, because now you don't have to get into too many characters and stuff like that. You got this girl being a superhero and all these adults against the world. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of like that.
Right. Yeah. It's a little bit like, well, for me especially, you know, I don't like children actors because they, and it's not nothing against kids. It's just that the acting is difficult and it's difficult to like understand how to portray them. And some kids, that's why it's really freaky when there's like some good kid actors.
Oh yeah. Like the kids in Stranger Things. Holy shit.
Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I remember, was it Dakota Fanning when she was a kid?
Yeah, Dakota came outgrown. She was grown in me.
She was just like a little small adult.
Oh, shit. She was telling me to go sit in the corner and stop talking. You annoying man. Saying,
like, I always like, for those kids, I'm like, is that like a natural occurrence or like were they hit with a wire hanger?
You put these clothes on a wire hanger!
I'm a little worried about those kids, but at the same time,
you know, so yeah, funny,
like, I think it's less distracting when it's just one.
Speaking of those kids though, you know,
is she like 17 or 18 now? It feels like she was just five.
Dakota?
Millie Bobby Brown.
I don't know how old she is now because I don't know how old she was when they started that, but I think she's still a teenager. I don't think she's a grown woman. You know,
I don't know, but it's weird how fast that happened.
Well, you know, speaking of kids, you know, I've never heard anything funky about Dakota Fanning. Isn't that funny? You know how the drugs, the problems, the mental health, whatever, you know, sexually identity, all kind of stuff, all on the news. I never heard nothing about her. So she must have her shit together is all I'm saying. Because if it's some dirt, you know, it had been out there, man. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so, you know, last time I saw her, she was in a movie with Chris Evans, believe it or not. It was Push. Yeah, I love that movie, and everybody, I think, hates it. It was kind of like X-Men before, you know, they had an X-Men movie. I thought it was a better movie than an X-Men movie. But she was an adult when that movie came out, you know, a young, young adult. And, you know, it was really good. And speaking of Chris Evans...
Yes, look at that. What a segue.
I know.
You're such a professional.
That was masterful. So, masterclass segue.
I do think that the internet is getting a little bit crazy as things in this country go.
Devolves.
Bad to worse. Somehow it just keeps getting stranger. But I think that nerds are like, we used to talk about other stuff on the internet because this came up as a rumor that Chris Evans, Captain America, would be coming back.
Yeah.
When basically Endgame had seen him passing the shield to Anthony Mackie, which is comic book accurate.
Yep. But then he passed it back. But go ahead.
What?
But then he passed it back. So go ahead.
Yes. But still, I mean, as we know in... from anybody who reads comics knows that you have to look at a certain spot in a comic. You can't just like, it would be impossible to tell
jump stories and stuff like that.
The thousands of stories that have been told about Superman or Batman in one thing. So you just pick, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so what I'm saying is, as far as the Marvel Cinematic Universe is concerned, the shield had been passed and had not been in any way indicated that it was going to be passed back.
Yeah.
So did you see that the story had been updated and Chris Evans had actually got on Twitter and said that this basically wasn't true or that he didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. I was pretty disappointed about that, Tiva, but I was,
I want to hear your thoughts about this.
Well, you know, when I first, saw it and posted it, I thought it was accurate. Right.
Yeah.
And, I was like, somebody needs some money.
I don't know who, but somebody needs some money.
It's nothing like that Marvel money, man, you know. So I said, somebody needs some money because, you know, he was saying when he quit that never say never, but I'm pretty much done. You know, he had been hinting around to quitting because he wanted to do other things. And he hasn't done that much, you know, since this has been over with. I mean, he had that phenomenal role in Knives Out. But other than that, you know, that was basically it. And I know COVID came. But even you would have suspected more from him, you know, considering he always said he was so itching to do other things. So
sure.
When, you know, this came out, I was like, okay, somebody needs some money. But then I was like, cool with it because I already know the story. You know, Cap is old man Cap and you can always bring him back, you know, some kind of way. Boom, boom, boom. And he is Captain America, you know, so I was pretty happy about it, Tiff. I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, I figured they would go let Falcon be the Falcon or some sort of Captain America thing for a while. And like the comic book, they would bring Chris Evans back, which would be huge because you got rid of both of the two biggest draws to the universe, Captain America and Tony Stark. Got rid of them both in one movie. Spoilers. And it was like, wow.
You know, you can't see spoilers after.
Spoilers. You know, so they got rid of both of them. And now, and then Chadwick is gone. And, you know, they're saying that, you know, they're going to not use the character, which I hate. I'll say it again. I'll stand on this. T'Challa is bigger than Chadwick Boseman. I'm sorry. I want to see another T'Challa, you know. Anyway, so the future is all screwed up for Marvel as far as who's going to be their heavy hitters, you know, in the universe. So I was happy about this. And then when I saw the updated, I was like, no. So that's how I felt about it. I'm pretty disappointed.
Misdirection, because like you said, imagine we didn't know anything about that and in a stinger he shows up, everyone would shit their pants.
Yeah, and it might be misdirection because, you know, they don't play that shit with leaking stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they try not to anyway.
You never know. I would like to see him return, and if he don't return, you know me, I'm not married to any actor. Recast. I don't give a shit. Recast, you know. So, yeah, I'm disappointed. What about you? I mean, I know you pretty much dug Cap in these movies and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think he's great as Captain America. Mm-hmm. I think it's because he looks, you know, he's like very handsome boy next door, clean cut guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he has America's ass. Go ahead.
He's got America's ass. The thing is that like I was actually kind of excited to see, even though I know that the ending to the old man Cap story was not everyone's favorite.
Yeah.
I was kind of excited to see what would happen if Anthony Mackie became Captain America.
Oh, no. I agree. And I wanted to see that, too.
But, like, so this news, not that it would disappoint me if he came back, but just knowing that, like, it's already such a, you know what I mean?
His run was going to be super temporary is what you were saying. Right. Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's kind of shitty.
He is Captain America in the new show, though.
You know, I don't know either. I don't know. Not in the Winter Soldier.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not so sure, man. You know? You know?
No, I agree with that. I don't think so either. But, like, potentially they'll be ready for the next movie.
Yeah.
And they'll mention that in the show. They're like, don't forget. And they'll hand in the shield or some shit at the last episode. Yeah, I'm excited about that. I would be excited to see Chris Evans back just because I like him, but I'm not like...
There's no need to be excited now because...
Correct. He said no. But I do remember seeing that tweet and I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? Because there was no attachment to it when I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I was like...
Oh, really? You mean when I posted it, you didn't see the attachment?
No, I saw his tweet independently of any of the news before. And I was like, what does this fucking mean? And then he was trending on Twitter and I tried to figure it out and I was like, fuck this. I don't got time for this.
Right, so
I
just got... I have a life too, punk. I'm not going to sit here and watch you live.
So
sorry kids, this sucks.
This is not true.
Yeah, I wish it was though, because I don't know where they're going. You know, I know they're talking about Fantastic Four. That's cool. Fantastic Four is still not the Avengers. You bring the Avengers back, you know, the B team Avengers is cool, but it was even in the comics when you were kids, it was still a B team. You're like, oh, well, ain't no Captain America here. Where's Tony Stark? You know, yeah, I love that they got, you know, Moonstone over there, but you know, shit, you know, so, you know.
I do love the fact that every time you tell a story from your youth, I'm like, oh, this is how you became the person that I know today.
Old man-ish?
Yeah, just like button all the way to the top. Mr. Follows the Rules.
Yes.
You know
yes.
what I mean? Like, indeed. Mad that there's the B team.
Yeah, I don't want the B team.
Let me tell you, everyone who's listening, as a person who was on many sports B teams, I am all for the B team.
We play on Saturday.
Nobody watches our games. It's just my mom in the stands. She brought us all some sliced apples.
Yay!
Go, Tiffany, I love you. Everything you do is so good.
Right. Oh, shit. Anyway, Tiff, what else we got up? We got another big title.
Okay. So I put this in here because I think that maybe we have even talked about this. And for some reason, I have forgotten. I did not realize that this was a prequel.
Weird,
huh? I thought it was a retelling.
Hey, Tiff. That surprised me too, because
okay, so I'm not like crazy. Yeah,
I didn't, because these characters met in the movie. What the,
I don't understand.
I know.
I also don't care.
I have to see. I have to be like smooth on this one. It depends on what the hell the trailer looked like. If the trailer knocks my socks off, I might not care. But yeah, you know, you have a whole universe in Middle Earth, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. What we're talking about is a... Well, go ahead, Tim. Finish telling people what we're talking about.
Okay. So basically what this article says is that the Lord of the Rings... I'm so sorry. You guys, we got really ahead of ourselves on that one. The Lord of the Rings show that's coming to Amazon revealed that it's going to be about the... I guess you'd say, like, the coming up of Sauron?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, like... early Middle Earth stuff,
his evil history. So like how he becomes evil, and like his building his armies and.
So the bad guy's gonna be the star, I guess. You know.
Right, but maybe not.
Maybe he'll still be a mystery. You know, I will say this: the difference with Lord of the Rings and why they probably can get away with this is because it was thousands of years between like when that fight happened, when he got taken down, you know, and then so it was like the first age, and they were like in the third age and stuff in the movie. So if you're going all the way to the first and second age, then you got a vast history of shit you can do, you know, and you know, so I think it can still be very interesting. So I'm still with it, you know. So
yeah, that's okay. So I'm mixed bag, because when I was a teenager, really loved the Lord of the Rings films for some reason. I don't even know if I loved them or if I just didn't really have anything else going on.
Oh, you were a teenager when these came out? God damn. 2000, 2001, 2002. You were a teenager? Shit. Wow, I was a grown-ass man.
sorry about that. But I know that people fucking listening to this are probably like, I wasn't even...
Right.
I was born 2000. God damn it. So, anyway, now that we're all sad, I don't really think I like them anymore.
Really? Oh, shit, I love them.
It's a lot. There's a lot. It's a lot. Also, I had read the... the books in high school.
I read the books as a young man. Yeah, yeah.
And I read them the first, second, and I read The Hobbit a long time ago. And then the first, second, and all but like 50 pages.
Oh, the last one?
Of the last one. And I was like, I can't fucking do this anymore.
It did go on forever. After everything was done and shit, you're like, oh, shit. Now we going back to the Shire? Now we going on an adventure? Now we going to go catch them? You're like, I thought this shit was over.
It's like when the movie goes black.
You got about like, oh, you another start to get up, hour.
And then it comes back and you're like, this shit ain't over?
Right. It does. It does go pretty long there. You're like, but I love the books. I love the movies.
Don't watch out. You guys, if you're going to be mad at somebody, be mad at me. It's me. It's not Montego.
Yeah, I love them. Shit. I can't get it.
But I guess my question is, is this a legitimate J.R.R. Tolkien thing? Like, did he write about this?
No.
There's several other Lord of the Rings books that aren't.
He wrote
a part
the Hobbit of, stuff, and then he wrote those the Sumerians or whatever.
Yeah, Silmarillion. But that's about that's Lord of the Rings stuff.
It is, but it's not nowhere near as robust as information. There's no prehistory book, you know, with all that shit. So it's open territory. You can do what you want to do, you know, which is better. He's gone. we'll never see him again. So, you know, it lives on, man. And I'm sure the Tolkien family, because they're monsters, man. They ain't playing. So
they gonna get their cash. If you even sneeze sideways and it sounds like a Lord of the Rings thing, they're coming to your house and they want money.
Give up the grip, punk. Put pistols in your face. Give it up, punk. Give up them jewels. You know, get out of here. They gonna gaffle you like an LA gang member, man. Goodness gracious. Woo, shit.
Yeah, no, 100%.
No, I'm for this stuff. And let's see the trailer. You might change your mind, you know.
That's true. I would give it a chance. I try not to be a piece of shit in the to future items.
Your boy Phil Putnam was supposed to be in it, but I think he left the property. You remember him? He
Phil
was a
Putnam.
Yeah, he's the piece of shit cop in Detroit. And, you know, he was you know, Bandersnatch and stuff. He's the guy that jumped off.
Yeah. I like that guy.
You said you don't like
that guy? I can't remember him, but I like him.
Yeah, I know you do.
Bring him up, I'm like, oh, that guy.
Yeah. So, yeah. Is that the news? Damn, that was
quick.
That's
the news. We're just the professionals.
Yeah, that's it. So, we're going to take a break, and we're coming back with our one shot, man.
One shot.
Looping, man. We'll let you know whether to check it out or not. We'll be right back. All right, people, we back. Here we go. So, one shot, man. A lot of you probably sitting around saying, oh, what the hell is Lupin? Well, we reviewed a trailer for Lupin a while ago. Tiff brought it into the thing. You know, it was supposed to be a French thing and a French gentleman thief and, you know, black man too. So, you know, a little diversity. So, you know, I was the only one that was like, I don't want to see this. Everybody else wants to see it. I didn't want to see it because of the subtitles and stuff. So
yeah, but they had... It was you could dub it.
You could dub it. It came dubbed, and it was strange.
It was
strange. So man, let's take off my glasses. Lupin here because it's late. 2021 TV mature. Okay, it's an action crime drama mystery. Stars Omar Sy, Vincent Landes, and Antonio Gott. Now it says inspired by the adventures of what is it, Arsene Lupin. Gentleman thief?
Yes, excuse us all for all these horrible ways we're about to...
Arsene drops his set, sets out to avenge his father for the injustice inflicted by a wealthy family. Now, I kind of like that concept, okay? So,
yes.
Just for, you know. So, before we hit it big time, it's time for one word! What you got, Tiff? One word.
Amazing.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. You really like this.
Yes.
Interesting. My one word is more.
Yeah.
I need more. I can't determine.
You
if
can
I
decide
like
that. Right. Based on this one.
Sure. One was not good. One was like, no, I'm not saying it wasn't a good episode, but I was like, right when it got cooking, it was over. And I was like, huh, I need some more. So my one word is more. So let's hit the spoilers before we get into this. And let's check this out a little bit. So it's available on Netflix, y'all. If you want to see it, I think the whole thing is out. So you don't have to wait, you know, to get, you can get the whole thing. So, man, interesting. So it's in French. And if you try to, like, listen to the, if you turn it on, it'll come on in English. But quickly, you can see the words are not matching. And the voices don't match that good either, Tiff, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing about, I don't like dubbing generally, especially in live action things, because someone's voice kind of matches how they look.
No, I think they did a terrible job with his voice.
No, that's what I'm saying, like.
Yeah, right.
When you hear someone, you're like, oh, that makes, that's them. There's just something about it. I don't know if it's like a natural thing that humans notice.
Yes, you're 100% right. And that was not his voice. So.
And it was not. It was gross. So, yeah. So, if you can read subtitles, if you can stand to read them, I would recommend watching this in the original French.
I'm going to watch another episode in the French. So, man, This thing starts out and we have our guy. He's a janitor at a very prestigious, Paris museum. And he's walking in, and the movie is, the show is very careful of showing all the people who you look past, any people with color in their skin, they're the ones cleaning up. And they're at this art museum, and it's, the scenes are pretty good looking, Tiff. I don't know if you noticed, but they made it their business to get all the artwork in there, you know. And I was like, wow, shit looks good. I mean, I thought it was a good touch. So, you know. We know this guy is a thief. He walks past, these jewels, and he's looking at it, and like he's salivating over it, Tiff. And you know, since this is about a gentleman thief, he's gonna get them damn jewels. So
right. So like knowing that about the show doesn't really spoil it, because like they do a really good job in this first episode of making you not, because so this first episode is cut between his past and present.
Yeah.
And they do a really good job of not really letting you know at the beginning of the episode anyway, that he's already a successful gentleman thief.
Oh yeah, because he looks poor, and then he meets the ex-wife, and they have a stunning, perfect relationship. I'm like, wow, it's pretty good.
I don't know if it's a French thing or I don't know, but yeah, so. This, I will say that, like, just generally speaking, as far as, like, the writing of a show and the cutting of a show, this was done well. And I don't, I was, like, pretty excited because at the first part of the episode, when they are setting up for the heist, I didn't know why some of the stuff was happening. But then they kind of explain to you, but it's not in like a boring.
No. They
go back and it's really exciting. It's really fun to watch.
Yeah, because they showed like this door opening, and they showed like the area where the people were getting dressed at, and you know, you just
right.
You think they're just building the world, but they're actually showing you stuff that you need. So
right. So like if you're, it's kind of like people who like to watch things and solve the mystery themselves. You might be able to before. But if you just want to watch it and enjoy it, like Montego says,
yeah,
you'll be surprised.
So he gives the ex-wife a wad of money. Little did we know later on that he owed that money to somebody. They came in, and when he walks into that the house of the, I guess he may be a Shylock, you know, whatever it is, he owes them money. And the three guys with the, well, now, here's one thing I got to know, Tiff.
Okay.
Why is it that if you are a gangster in Europe, you wear nothing but tracksuits? What the hell is that?
I think that's a real thing, and I don't know why.
Tracksuits. Always tracksuits.
We should ask our friends, Gaz and Sam.
What's up with the tracksuits, man?
What's up with the tracksuits?
So, that you know, he owes him money. They're about to throw him out the window, and, you know, next thing you know, he tells him he has this heist, and he needs them to be a part of it. And they're down, man, because he's talking about millions. And I don't even think he owes them that much money. He owes them some money. But, you know, he needs them to pull off this heist. And so we got Big Bobo. That's the big strong man. We got the boss. And we got the nerd, who is pretty much useless. You know, normally the nerd is like the tech guy or something. This guy is
useless.
Well,
he wasn't really a nerd. He was just kind of like a useless guy.
Well, he's a little bitty, tiny little fella that just was sitting there playing video games. So I labeled him the nerd, you know.
Sure.
And so, You know, so they have this plan, and he uses his color because he was told him they don't pay attention to us, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's true. And, you know, how many porters and stewards to tell you that they didn't heard all the, you know, state secrets over the years, you know.
Yeah.
White House and things like that. So I like the scene where the big, strong guy, like you when he turns the tables on him and, like, pushes them off of him. And you can tell that he was pretty much letting him rough him up earlier. You know, he wasn't no punk. I was like, oh, shit, okay, he got some hands on him then. You know, you're not going to beat his ass because, you know, you're a big, strong guy. So they hatch the plan, Tiff. You know, they do the shopping and get everything together. They got the chloroform, which never worked and stuff like that. Probably because he was spraying the damn chloroform. And he's going to pretend to be a rich, you know, auction attendee. Now, I couldn't understand, Tiff, why he, you know, was posing himself. You know, I thought it was a big risk for him to pose.
But we get told later.
You get told later. Now, in this, we get the flashbacks that, to me, are more interesting than this.
When he's a kid. I love the whole thing, but yes, the flashbacks are also really interesting, but also very sad, very poignant.
Yeah. Now, his daddy looked just like Kofi Annan, man. I mean, he looked just like him. I was like, his daddy's Kofi Annan, man. So, you know, he's a young boy. It's back in the 90s. And I'm like, look at this grown man in the 90s. He's a child. I'm so goddamn old. Damn it.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
And this kid looks like him. I wonder if this kid is like his cousin or something, like the actor.
They do kind of look alike. Like, I always enjoy it when, like, they do really well casting, like, a younger.
He looks like him.
Yeah, like, you're like, oh, I think I can see that person growing up to be that person.
So this family is a total piece of shit, man. So
oh, yes.
There's these things. It starts with the mom. Now, she's supposed to be rich, and she's in this tiny little car. And the car stops in the middle of the street. He walks up to the car, and it is kind of creepy because it's raining and shit to help. She locks the door immediately. That shit happened to me a number of times. But then he's like, I work for your husband. I'm the new driver. And he fixes the car, you know. So she likes him, you know. And then he's driving, and the actual employer is the biggest piece of shit. You know, the wife gives him a book. He don't like him. You know, next thing you know, somebody steals the necklace, right? And they blame the daddy. The daddy goes to jail forever, Tiff. Forever.
Oh, yeah, well.
What?
Until.
Go ahead.
He kills himself.
Yeah, I mean, which, forever. He goes to jail forever.
Yeah, so I do think I had a question about this scene because it's not 100% clear. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like it was not stolen at all.
No, I think the dad pulled an insurance job.
Right. Or it showed up later.
Or
he sold it.
Or the daughter stole it. So the daughter shows up at the auction, and he does a really good job at not allowing her to get eye contact. And so I'm like, okay, so either the daddy pulled an insurance job, and it's just amazing how the mother – I love when, you know, the mother didn't say a word, but I love when a little boy, she kind of tries to come and comfort him, and he's like, you know, hey, fuck off. You know, he walks away.
That was so good. It's like I said – when she walked up to Mike, I was like, I would have just told her to fuck off.
Oh, yeah. And he did.
But then he does.
Yeah.
And I was like,
it was
yes.
Good. It was good. So the auction is cool. I love the tuxedos. I love the high class, you know, stuff. And, you know, he wins the auction. The auction is very exciting. And I thought it was going to be boring out, but it ended up being good. And you knew how it was going to go down, but I didn't know if he was. I was like, why is he driving up the price? What is this about? But I guess it was all to, you know, this persona of who he is, this fake persona he had.
Yeah.
And the heist goes down, and what a disaster. So we think, Tiff. What do you think about this heist, Tiff?
So when it happens, it's really fun to watch all of the, like, the, oh, you know, it's coming across, it's coming, it's going.
And it's a double, right? Cross, it's, or the double cross. The thieves are going to double cross.
So that's really fun to watch. The heist is really fun to watch. They do realize he's trying to double cross them.
Yeah, but they fall into his evil clutches because they really thought. Yes.
Like, they just get, so yeah, the heist is really fun to watch. It's got, like, the feel of a big movie.
Yeah, yeah, they could have actually probably did this on the big screen and even bigger.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
because the story is rock solid, and the location is beautiful, and I love shit in Europe. And, you know, you put shit in Prague, you put it in London, you put it, you know, over there somewhere, and I love it. I'm, you know, I like stuff like that. So you know, we get to the second episode, man. You know, the things go down, and it's a great ride, man. But I still felt like I needed more. I couldn't tell if I really have gotten into this or not. You know what I'm saying? Because the only thing that was like left unturned was this mystery. What if he found, you know, that the necklace wasn't real, but he knew it wasn't real. You know what I'm saying? So he got the necklace. He knew it was something. So he knows who stole that necklace for real, is all I'm saying. Because he pulled the double cross and had it faked and stuff like that and put it back. And I thought it was just awesome, you know. So I'm still not in yet. Maybe by the second episode, maybe. But, you know, we'll see.
I'm all the way in. This was the last thing I watched for the show.
Okay.
And I think it was the most exciting thing that we watched.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay. Oh, shit. Okay. Mm-hmm. So. Okay. So that's it, man. We're going to take our final break, and we're going to come back with Peppermint. I think it was, what, 2019 or something like that? 2018. Yeah. So we'll be right back. Last segment, y'all. We are back for the big one. So it's not so big, but you know, this is what we'll do when we can find something that we think is that might be interesting to you. We call it hidden gems, man. So this is Peppermint, man. 2018, rated R, 1 hour 41 minutes, action drama thriller, starring Jennifer Garner, John Gallagher Jr., and John Ortiz. And let's see what it says. 5 years after her husband and daughter are killed in a senseless act of violence, a woman comes back from self-imposed exile to seek revenge on those responsible and the system that let them go free. God damn it. So there we go. So before we hit it hard, man, it's time for what? What? One word, Tim, what you got?
Ridiculous.
Is that ridiculous? Is that a good ridiculous or a bad ridiculous?
No, it is a bad ridiculous. Okay. I just go on. Talk about how great it is.
My one word is a made up word. It's ass whoopery. Oh, God, is that hyphenated? It's all mixed together. It's like the license plate.
One large word.
It's like one conglomerate, you know.
Jesus. Oh, God. Okay.
Ass whoopery. And, yeah, so let's hit them spoilers before we get into it. And let's talk about it, man. So, man, this has been on streaming for a little bit, but it's, you know, it's one of the top movies on Netflix right now. And I didn't know why, you know. Then I saw the trailer, and I said, "Oh, I remember. I was mildly interested in this, you know. It's a revenge story, you know." So, and Jennifer Garner, you know, from her old Alias days, you know, still has the physicalities, you know. She can, you know, still do the duties. So, one thing I like about this movie, Tiff, is that it kind of one aspect of it reminded me of like Atomic Blonde, and that was as much as this lady got her ass kicked.
How dare you?
Yeah, I'm being serious. I mean, she didn't. It wasn't no, I'm gonna do a ballerina, you know, karate kick, and I'm gonna be cool. She got her ass beat in this thing, and I'm like, not as bad as Atomic Blonde, though. Not as bad as Charlize, but she got beat. So, anyway, man. So it starts off intense, man. You know, it looks like it's a struggle going on in a car somewhere in L.A. You knew it was L.A. just from, you know, because of the backdrop of the city. You know, she gets her leg sliced really deep, and she's fighting what appears to be a criminal thug, Latino man, in a car. And, you know, he's still not taking her seriously, you know. And she ends up putting a gun underneath his jaw, and she pulls the trigger, Tiff, and gets out and drags the body out and puts it in the trunk. And I'm like, what a way to start a movie. So I'm pretty interested when it starts, you know. I don't know. What about you? You're probably sighing and smacking your lips.
Well, okay. So it's not, at this point, I don't know how I feel. I feel okay about it. Okay. That's,
So, you know, we follow the, you know, our heroine at this point in the movie, and she's, you know, on Skid Row, and they have legendary Skid Rows in L.A. She's driving a van. And then I noticed the two little kids who noticed her. And obviously, she did something to help these kids because, they set out a Christmas gift in the car. Mm-hmm. She pulls it in and just, you know, rah, 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 you know, she don't even, you know, acknowledge it and stuff. And, you know, nobody's bothering that van either, Tiff. I noticed that right away. I said, oh, ain't nobody, you know, take all her stuff out of it while she was gone. She comes in and she fixes herself up. And she is no surgeon. She has a staple, a surgical staple.
Yes.
And she does the, you know, the, oh! Yeah.
Right.
And she fixes herself. But it's bad, Tim. She take duct tape. I mean, she clearly doesn't really care about her health all that much.
No, it's not. This is in no way a, like, she's not looking to look good after this.
No.
This is a final swan song type situation.
Or have it to be too functional after that. You know, I'm like,
yeah, she did get around pretty well on it afterwards. There was no repercussions, however.
Right. So then we have the flashback. And correct. We spent a good chunk in this flashback.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Which I dug because I felt that I had to, you know, it's nothing worse than not giving a shit about the action hero, you know? And
sure.
You know, a lot of these movies say, you know, I'm just a tough bastard, you know, and, you know, I smile. I'm not really, you know, like Bruce Willis, you know, I got a little smirk. I'm just assumed to be, you're just supposed to care about me some kind of way, you know. And but with this, we see a completely different woman, you know, back in the day. You know, she, her mom, her daughter is very cute. And the kid did not get on my nerves, Tiff. I don't know about you.
Yeah, she wasn't in it very long, so.
Right, she wasn't in it very long. But this soccer mom, Karen, face-off she had with this lady, you know, was a trip. I mean, followed her out. This is our corner. And it was...
She kills that woman later for a very minor infraction.
She didn't kill her. She killed her?
Yeah, she did.
She
yeah.
killed her. She did not kill her.
She said, I'm going to blow your house up.
Yeah, she said, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
okay, anyway.
I like how the little girl's like, you should have punched her lights out. I'm like, yeah, little girl, maybe, but, you know, mama would have went to jail. You know? So her dad is a mechanic. And when we saw that number, Mikey, you knew that it was going to be a problem. But, you know, he takes the number and the bills are stacking up. So they are clearly not on the same level as the Karen and her scout troop, you know, with their matching outfits and stuff like that. And it's the daughter's birthday and he has to take the baby home. She gets effed and has to work. And they didn't make a big deal about that. You know what I'm saying? Later on, I thought that was going to be an issue. She comes in, and the Karen called all the kids who were supposed to come to the girl's birthday party, which she was so excited about, and invited them to her house for an impromptu party. And Tiff, I had a gulp in my throat when this happened. I was like, God, how could you do that? How could you do that to that child? If you got a kid... And if that was your kid, you would be ready to go whoop somebody's ass, man. But I will say that the parents pulled it off really good and took her out to, you know, have fun and stuff like that. So I'm loving this, Tiff. I'm digging this whole journey. But where's Tiff about it?
Have they lost you with the flashlight?
God damn.
Yeah, but also it's like ridiculous, stupid. Like, why would it? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Go on.
He talks to Mikey.
They tells him no.
He calls Mikey. I like that scene. And that's one thing. When I saw this, I was like, am I going to really give a shit about this middle-class family who got murdered for some crazy reason and then this soccer mom is out for revenge? But they weren't middle-class at all. You know what I'm saying? Which, for me, made them a little bit more endearing. Being a struggling family, you know, that was pretty earnest and... You know, especially when the guy decided, hey, I'm not going to do this. I was like, wow.
But why would a drug dealer bother to kill someone who didn't even do any stealing?
Because they didn't know. They didn't know.
You know they knew.
No. They did not know that he was out. They didn't check his cell phone. They just found Mikey and knew who his partner was. They just knew that these guys were planning to rob him. Probably because Mikey was walking around talking about, we going to rob this dude and I got my boy with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they behead Mikey, man.
Yes.
God damn, Tiff. Woo! I wasn't ready for that one. I wasn't ready, Tiff. I was like, God damn. And then they send some drive-by shooters to the carnival, and they mow the father and mother down, man. They mow them.
No, the father and the daughter.
And yes. Then they mowed the mama down, too. She came running.
Yes, but she just didn't die. Yeah.
She didn't die. They gone. She wakes up in the hospital, and it's bad, man. So... the scenes, and this is what I really like about the movie, is that they did this flashback, and then they move on to where she was identifying the criminals. You know, she hit him in a lineup. She was sure that she was sure. And then that goddamn lawyer showed up. And I could not remember where I've seen that guy before. I've seen him in movies that, you know, I thought he was Stan at first. Sebastian Stan at first. I was like, that ain't
Stan. No, there's nobody really that famous in this movie. Right. Jennifer Garner is the famous one.
Right. And he comes and he puts the money down and, you know, tried to bribe her. And then we get introduced to the cops, you know, and the one cop is telling him, hey, you don't want to dig too deep in this, you know. So I'm at this point, I'm like, I'm looking at Dirty Cops. Where was you?
Yeah, like, I didn't think about that, actually, because that is one thing about this movie that shocked me, was later when there is a reveal of a dirty cop. I was surprised, too.
I was like, what the f-? I mean, once they started laying it out, I was like, it's his ass, you know, anyway.
Yeah, it makes sense, but also they were pretty, they did a good job making him seem like a...
He cared.
Yeah, that he was, like, sympathetic to Riley's...
I was about to say a pretty snide cop comment, but I'm going to leave it to myself. Okay. We should have known this guy was a piece of shit. Anyway, I couldn't resist. So anyway, man, you know, she goes to the court hearing, and I felt so bad for her in that court hearing, Tiff, you know.
But this, okay, so this court scene.
Yeah.
Is weird to me for several reasons.
Okay.
I guess the lawyers things make sense because her lawyers weren't protecting her because... they were afraid or corrupt or whatever. Where's the jury?
No. They weren't her attorneys. They were prosecutors. They weren't her attorneys. They were prosecuting those guys. It wasn't even a preliminary. I think it was a preliminary hearing. So, you know, they got to the judge, and they made her seem like she was incompetent, which I don't think would have happened because, okay, your whole family got murdered. It takes about a preliminary. It'd have been a few months before they would have been, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And, you know, they deemed her as incompetent, and she knew. She was like, he on a take. All these people are crooked. And, you know, it was bad, man. You know, I felt bad for her, Tiff. Guy gets in the ambulance with her. Now, I'm thinking about the end of this movie. I'm like, was he going to do something to her when he got in the ambulance, the cop? You know? She hits him in the head. I was like, damn, he was the only one on her side. And she takes off running, man, never to be seen again. Not for five big, long years, right?
Correct.
So she's gone, man. And, you know, we don't know what happens to her because the flashback comes back. And now, you know, she's fresh. It kind of leaves off where we were at. I mean, you know, the body she had grabbed, this lady hung him on the Ferris wheel, man, like meat, all three of them, everybody who killed her family. And that's where the mystery starts. And FBI gets involved, and we get introduced to the FBI people working with the cops. And a little of the banter between the cops and the FBI agent and stuff, that kind of got a little old to me after a while, you know what I'm saying?
You know. And yeah, but I guess it makes sense in this place, in this part, in this movie.
Yeah, so I didn't mind any of these characters. They were fine. But our girl is hatching a plan, you know. And they lay it all out, explaining it to the cops. It's 5 years since her daughter, which is her daughter's birthday.
This is really lame to me.
Did you? I thought it was cool.
It's so fucking lame. They're like, she showed up in an underground boxing ring in Europe. She showed up in the blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, all these
places. And then, do you know what today is? Well, it's the fifth anniversary.
Basically.
Oh, yeah. Let me think about all the cases I've ever solved or been a part of in all my history as a cop. Yeah, I remember what today is. It's that one random person's anniversary. Like, what the fuck? No, I don't know what today is.
Okay, I'm gonna give you that. Because that whole, you know, Bruce Wayne went into hiding and she came out the Batman, you know, because it was kind of like that. And, you know, yeah, the cage fight, they were trying to explain why she was such a good fighter. They was trying to explain, you know, why she was so good. And then they had her face on tape stealing a bunch of military grade guns. I kind of overlooked that part. I was like, okay, that was kind of, you know, yeah, whatever. Get back to the killing, you know. So, you know, they said that the prosecutors were found, I think, dead or something like that earlier that day.
Yes, there's so many dead people.
She got the judge, like
she did. Okay. We that one we saw. There's like some that are alluded to and some that we see. The judge, she was like, if you can if you remember, you're so corrupt you don't remember even doing it.
She didn't know my name. Say my name and I'll let you go. And she wrapped him up with explosive cords and nailed his hands to the desk and she got his ass. And it was gratuitous violence, Tiff. I was like, I was another one I wasn't ready for, man. I wasn't ready, Tiff. Whoa. God damn. Yeah. So she got the judge, man. Bing. You know, and she just chopping him off her list. And they're trying to get her. Now, she wastes no time at this point. You know, we get introduced to the ultimate bad guy, the cartel member, you know, the little fish from the cartel. And apparently, earlier in this month, she stole, like, shipments of dope or money, you know, and to make him look bad.
What happened is we saw her go into that thing, what they were talking about when they see that guy is when she goes into the
gun store,
the first building. Yes, no, not the gun store. She goes to the pinata shop.
No. While the guys were talking, the criminal and the cartel member, you know,
yes,
he had said that, you know, he had just had some bad luck with those other two shipments, and so I was like, I assume she disrupted those shipments.
Okay,
you know, and had them looking bad and had him on edge. And so, I mean, that was just kind of just some deductive reasoning, you know. So she puts the gun in the guy's mouth on the bus, Tiff, you know.
Yeah, she really does a lot. She really threatens a lot of people in this movie.
It's a serious day. This day is
serious. I just don't. Well, sure. Okay, fine. I guess if someone threatened me like that and they're like, I'm watching, I know where you live.
Oh, yeah, I'm straight.
I'd probably be like, okay.
I'm going to AA today, and I ain't never going to touch that boy again. But, Tim, when she gets into the pinata shop, oh, my goodness, and she just goes ham on these damn people. Goodness gracious. Now, the only thing that bothered me is I'm watching minorities just get gunned down by white people in this movie. God, it was bothering me for a little bit.
We talked about that. I was like, it is weird that it feels a little racist.
Feels a little racist, but what could you say, man? You know, I was just like.
So, yeah, I mean, this movie, the problem with it is it becomes, and you know, that's fine, but it becomes a little one note. It just is her over and over and over again. Like, the most surprising thing about this movie is the bad cop. And that's not even that big of a surprise.
Yeah, that's
I'm just
true.
Saying I wasn't expecting it.
But the violence was beautiful, Tiff.
I like to watch violence. I'm not going to lie.
It was great violence, man. you know?
I love a revenge movie. You know that.
Yeah, she was getting revenge. It was feeling kind of sweet to me, Tiff. It was, cause everybody,
it was hitting a sweet spot for you, maybe.
It was hitting a sweet spot. So everybody learns who she is, and she becomes a folk hero. And I kind of dug that. You know, everybody was pulling for her. You know, maybe if she was a minority, then it wouldn't have been so bad. Like, you could have got some badass, Latin chicks out there to, you know, to do this, you know.
Sure.
But
yeah,
nobody would have came. Well, nobody saw this movie, so nobody really would have saw this movie. They couldn't have probably got it made. You know how Hollywood is. So.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, so the bad guy's compound is sweet, Tiff. I dig his house and shit.
Oh, his home?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's fancy, obviously.
Nice, man. She F's it up, Tiff. She comes in and she kills everybody on the sneaky, you know. And that's pretty dope. So, you know, they figure out where to find her on Skid Row. You know.
Which is ridiculous. The whole, so they look at the crime map and the Skid Row is not, no crime.
She
and
was
they
the
go there.
Skid Row, Tiff. So,
talking to that guy, and he's like, she's an angel.
Yeah,
and
she was. I wasn't ready for when he killed the FBI agent. I didn't see that stuff coming.
Yes, I was surprised, but I guess that's how they wanted to show he was a dirty cop.
Oh, and he was beyond dirty. Goodness gracious. And threw her in a trash can. He
sure did. Like,
he had to do this.
Very unceremonious for that poor woman.
God damn, dude. Anyway, so, you know, I was so happy that all the people in Skid Row who she was protecting didn't come out like, if you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. You know,
actually, you know, now that you say that,
I was so happy.
That's an excellent point.
I was like, don't do it. Don't do it. And they didn't do it. But, you know, I liked how she wrapped up the whole thing by, you know, grabbing the cell phone, having social media all involved and the news.
How did they pat? Whatever. Fine. It's a movie.
Hey, she did a live stream, man, you know, so people came down there and, you know, dope dealer, he just was going to be a dope dealer. You on film and everything, dude. You know, you just going to murder everybody because he was going to murder the girl. I'm like, wow, you have no redeeming qualities. So he gets it, Tiff, you know.
Yes.
And she gets away because of with the standoff, you know. And I was like, man, she truly pulled a Batman. She without dropping the smoke.
Yeah, I was like, oh, she's gone.
She's at the grave. I like her, her ending line, because, you know, normally shit like this is stupid. And she was like, he was like, yeah, I'll be out of jail before you. And I'm like, he's absolutely right. You know? Yeah. And then she's like, neither one of us is going to jail. I was like, ooh, nice line. Good. Nice line, action hero. And she blows him away, ends up at the graveyard. And the cop who was acting like the piece of shit was not corrupt. And I dug it.
Yes. But you know what? You guys, so at the end, basically she goes to the grave of her husband, and I think she plans to die there, but then the cops find her, and they take her to the hospital, and then they handcuff her to the bed, and then he gives her a handcuff key.
He gave her the key. Hey, she did more work than all them cops could have did in 20 years in one day. He happy. Shit. So she gets away, man, you know, and I dig it. I dig it, Tiff. I dig it. I thought it was a great ride.
It is a ridiculous movie. You know, if you've got some time and you're into crap, enjoy.
Well, you know what? It was it wasn't. I think it was well done, mindless violence, man. You know, I just didn't need to see the one-sided, you know, racist part of it, you know.
Yeah, that could have been better done.
Yeah, but, you know.
It's so okay, then.
No, it's not okay.
That's what I'm saying.
You could have did it a little better maybe if she was Latino too. You know what I'm saying? Just something. Anyway. We got to think about that sometimes, Hollywood. Anyway. That's it. That's all, man. I'm the host of Fans on Patrol. Next week, man, we're going to take a look at WandaVision. They released the first two episodes, and we might get a chance to do the first three because I think they come out on Friday. Disney Plus do everything on Friday, don't they?
Yeah, probably because I know you're getting off work and you're bored.
Rotten bastards. You know, you can spread that out a little bit. You know, we got shows to do, Tiff. Anyway, man, I don't know what else we're doing, but that'll be it. Also, man, you can go on over to our Patreon, man. We, what's the name of that movie, Tiff?
My
Rainey's Black Bottom.
Black Bottom, yes.
It's an artistic piece, man. Go check that out.
It is art.
Yeah, yes. So go check that out. So that's it, man. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my co-host, Ms. Tiffelbot. Say goodbye to the people. Tiff!
It's been a pleasure, as always.
And until next week, we will be
on Patrol.